Okay. Anyway, friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA, and I assume, Anya, that we are at the Irish Rep? Yeah, to Kieran O'Reilly. Okay. Yeah, you're rough early, Kieran.
I am, Adrian. Did you call this early?
Well, listen.
And you're actually in the actually in the presence of Kieran O'Reilly and Charlotte Moore.
Both. God, Charlotte is up too. Oh my God.
Charlotte is up too.
Hello, Charlotte.
I'm here.
Oh, great. No, I would like particularly those of us who are in the arts, and I try to slip myself into that category because I don't know where else I fit, as being, you know, somewhat, very dedicated if we get up in the morning for any reason, you know. So not only am I up and at it, but here we have, you know, the co-founders of the Irish Repertory Theatre, friends in Manhattan here. And I still have to kind of scratch my own head and think, could it be 30 years, three decades gone down the Swanee here since both of you decided that you would start an Irish theatre and you were rolling out this idea around the town, and there were at least as many rolling eyes as there were, you know, ideas. A brave move. As you look back 30 years, Kieran and Charlotte, I want to start with you, Charlotte. What are your thoughts on those early days?
I don't know whether we knew the extent of what we were starting then or not. I think we wanted to do a theater. I don't know whether we thought it would last 5 years, 2 years, 30 years, what we thought, but we were dedicated, and we started, and we kept it up, and here we are.
Yeah. It was, had it been at the time particularly difficult to decide it in the middle of New York City, known for theater, that an Irish theater fully dedicated to Irish productions and Irish playwrights and plays, that was a bit of a stretch.
Well, there's an endless opportunity of the most brilliant writers in the world just happen to be Irish. And so I do you think we made the right decision?
Do I think you made the right decision?
Yes.
Excuse me. I've got a cold here. You might have to talk to another for a minute. Can you do that? Are you two getting along? I mean, can you talk about?
Yeah, no, we can talk among ourselves.
Go ahead. You might as well now because
we get along fine.
Good. All right. ladies and gentlemen, the co-hosts of this segment of the Flannelly Show, Kieran O'Reilly and Charlotte Moore. Okay, I'm not here anymore now. I went down to put a quarter in the meter. Take it away. Tell us.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Kieran, take it away.
Well, as Charlotte was saying, you know, it's their gold in the mines, you know. That's the thing. So, you know, the thing about it is we started digging, but we didn't have to dig too far to find that gold. It's a bit like fracking, you know. We could, in Ireland, to try to, you know, find a good playwright or a good play, you don't need to dig too deeply. They're right there on the street. You know, so we had all of the classical playwrights to go back to, and a lot of young playwrights writing about today. And you know, when we started, Brian Friel, you know, was the contemporary playwright of the thing. You know, now he's considered one of the old masters. You know, it's part of the longevity of the thing. Adrian, you know it better than anybody. It's all about showing up. You know, was it, who was it, Charlotte? Was it Woody Allen that said?
Yes, exactly who it was.
Yeah. So he says, you know, it's just showing up. So if you just keep on doing it, it's old adages over and over. If you build a stadium, they will come. Or what is it? What's that line from the?
If you build something, I don't know whether it was a stadium, but
it was in Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. That's right. If you build a baseball park, they will come.
You know, I'm just.
And they did.
I'm still coming, Adrian. I'm listening to both of you here, and you do a hell of a radio show. Have you given it any thought? Yeah. Well, anyway, I had a bit of a coughing, sneezing bit there. But I have, you know, I have great support here, you know, as you know, with Anya Sheridan. I told you not to go out without your Jack and your coat. You know.
Who? Anya Sheridan?
Yeah.
Ah, is she there?
Yeah. She's thrilled with the way that this segment is going. I have to tell you.
Yeah. Can we just do a little bit of a tangent here, just for a moment?
Yeah.
About Longford.
Yes.
The Disney of Ireland. Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, where are you going? Oh no, I'm not going to Disneyland. I'm going to Longford.
We're going to Longford today.
It's a bit like, you know, like years ago, somebody said, I'm going to Leitrim, you know.
Where?
Yes, indeed. All right. Anyway, I have to assume that you at least... All right, hold on, Anya.
Now you're getting very personal here, okay? This is not a very personal program, okay?
Yeah, this is very...
Do I hear herself?
Yeah. Yes. She's saying we're getting too personal here. I don't find that.
Okay, then. There'll be no more word of Longford then, okay?
No, we get out. Take Longford out of this now. Okay.
Okay, on to Cavan. Now, Cavan, as you know...
Yeah, we know.
Okay, we won't mention Mayo either. We won't mention Trump either. Let's leave it all...
Excuse me, how did Trump slide down so far down that list? I mean, do you want to start with, do you want to start all over? Anyway, you have, since I haven't been listening to what you're saying for reasons best known to now half the world, tell me, have you covered the 2x3, which is an absolute... It is such a joy. It's an easy going. The transition, you know, from one to the others. Lovers, winners, and then the Yalta game is done so smoothly. And in hindsight, we would have to say that, you know, that both of you must have had at least a couple of conferences on how you make this a smooth transition. They're two lovely, absolutely lovely Friel plays.
Yes, aren't they? Adrian, it's the transition, as you call it, and dead right, between the words of a very young playwright and the words of a seasoned, much older playwright. He two young lovers and two seasoned older lovers. Isn't it a lovely idea that the director, Connor Bagley, has come up with?
It really is. And, you know, it is a New York premiere. It's, you know, it's been around for a long time. But when you are deciding, particularly, you know, with Friel, as to how you take two, you know, short plays and string them together. I don't claim to be an expert in this area, but I don't think you could have come up with, you know, such an entertaining combo, you know, for an evening. It's really great.
Well, he's a very talented young man, Connor Bagley. He interned with us for a year before, and then he was an assistant director to Charlotte and to me on two different productions, The Home Place by Brian Friel and The Weir. And then so, you know, so then we decided just to give him a shot at going and directing something himself. He's a really terrific, talented young man, and we're very proud of the work that he did.
And dare we mention that not only is he very talented and obviously a great director, but he's what, 25 years old or something?
Yes.
I don't even know if he's reached that milestone.
I don't think he's that old, Adrian. He's a Yale graduate.
Yeah.
And I think he's about 23.
Anyway, before I get into my next coughing fit here, that is running now to, that's to when? From until Christmas Eve, right?
Yes, I believe through. I think it's through December 23rd.
Right. Okay. Oh, well, yeah. Through December 23rd. Okay, now, the dead, James Joyce. This sold out holiday.
Magic words, Adrian.
It's amazing. And without giving either the plot away, but... You know, sometimes when we see and hear audience participation, somebody might say, oh, God, what do I have to do? If there is something where you become part of an audience, and little the one would know the difference, this has to be a play. This has to be the one. Talk about immersing yourself into the era of 1904. Just give us, a rundown of what we can expect. By the way, this is the third return by the Irish Repertory Theatre to the American-Irish Historical Society. Kieran, can you just give us maybe, you are, of course, the director here. Give us an idea of how... what the experience is from once you go through the door into now, straight back into 1904 and the aristocracy and whatever. Can you give us a little rundown?
Well, that's exactly right, Adrian. It is from the moment you get in the door. As you mentioned, this is not a production at the Irish Rep, but we're doing it at that beautiful mansion on Fifth Avenue,
yeah.
Right opposite the Met. That is the American Irish Historical Society. So from the moment that you walk in the door, you're walking into a party that's held every year, fictionally held every year on the Feast of the Epiphany, and it's two old aunties, the Kate and Julia Morgan, who are music teachers who live on Usher's Island in Dublin in 1904, her nephew, Gabriel and Greta, are the star guests, and they arrive late. And a whole series of tiny little moments that happen throughout the evening, which is full of music and dancing and drinking and
food.
Yeah.
You sit down and you have a large meal, and you are as a you're not an audience member as much as you are a guest,
yeah.
of these old sisters. And Gabriel, his big job each year is to make a speech and give a toast to the onward glory of his aunt.
Yeah.
And that happens, and then the two husband and wife retire to the bedroom after they have heard a song that triggers a lot of deep memories to Greta. It's called The Lass of Ockham, and it's a famous old song that's sung by a beautiful tenor in our show.
Yeah.
And when they go to the bedroom, she reveals things to her husband that he never knew before, heartbreaking details, and it makes him question whether, you know, his own very existence of what he knows and what he doesn't know. He certainly, one thing he knows for sure, he doesn't know his wife.
Yeah.
So we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. You have to pay to discover what really happened.
I know. And it's brilliant. And again, you do feel, and I, you, it is, is really, really well produced, directed. And again, although in the American-Irish Historical Society, which is located at 80th Street and 5th Avenue, it is, and it has all the earmarks of an Irish repertory theatre production. A Child's Christmas in Wales there, and Miss Charlotte Moore. Again,
I am having my technical rehearsal of Child's Christmas today, and that means that we're about to begin, and it's a 10 out of 12 hour day, and we check all the lights, and we check everybody's position, and the harmonies, and the piano, and we sing our Christmas songs, and sing and do our Dylan Thomas, do our recitations, and it's a joyous day. I even look forward to the 10 out of 12s, Adrian. I just love this piece so much.
Yeah, and but you do a Charlotte Moore bit on this one here. Did anybody ever ask you, could you leave it alone? I mean, each year you seem like a ticket. Give that little twist to it.
I do. Well, I have different actors and singers, and they do give a different twist to it. This year, I have a couple more songs, and a couple more harmonies. Wonderful singers, and a new young man playing Dylan Thomas himself, a redheaded child man playing it, a delightful actor that will be giving his first performance at the Irish Repertory Theatre, and I'm very excited, and I'm about ready to go into this joyous day.
It is great. Now, I want to kill any rumor out there that when it comes to the holiday season, as we all know, there are some tensions that arise in, you know, particularly like in family settings. And it is totally coincidence that it is a total coincidence that Charlotte Moore is staying put, you know, until December 30th, right? With
yes.
In the Irish Rep. And
yes, absolutely.
Kieran O'Reilly has voluntarily left the Irish Rep to go up there. It has got nothing to do with how these founders get along or anything. I just want to dispel any notion like that. So remember, it's great. It really is.
Kieran O'Reilly, who was reached in the Bahamas, wishes everybody all the best.
Okay.
Charlotte Moore is sneaking into the American Irish history.
Oh, my gosh.
For the music and the meal. So you don't know where she is either.
Yes. I do want to, point out and suggest that at this time of year, and now as we're into the, it's all right to say Christmas now, isn't it? Yeah.
That's it is.
Yeah, I was wanting to make sure that's not on the FCC banned word list. But for the Christmas holiday season, this is an ideal time when everybody's trying to figure out, well, what would be an appropriate holiday gift and something that is unique. I would say a couple of tickets to, you know, the Irish Rep, whether that's two by Friel, A Child's Christmas in Wales, or indeed, The Dead, 1904 by James Joyce. A couple of tickets would not go astray, and imagine that is really something nice. It's a treat, of course.
They're on their way, Adrian. They're on their way.
Okay. No, well, I wasn't thinking so much about it. We were going to show up anyway. We never wait for them to.
Well, it seemed like a hint to us, you know, Adrian.
Yeah, well...
For your Christmas presents.
Yeah. Okay. Well, once we have that established, I think there are probably listeners saying, do you know what we'll do? Why don't we get them, whoever the them are, family, friends, a couple of tickets for the Irish Repertory Theatre. And by God, if you haven't been to the Irish Repertory Theatre in the last couple of years, you'll be heading into it's absolutely fabulous, state-of-the-art, wonderful place, but you've kept the homey atmosphere. That didn't change.
Sure.
Okay. So anyway,
we We have 10 Christmas trees in our place right here, right now. We have 7 on the stage and a couple more scattered about the place. And,
wow.
Everybody's welcome to come and enjoy them.
That is fantastic. And again, a great gift idea to either take or indeed present your friends, your family, with a couple of tickets to 1, 2, or 3 of the productions here for the holiday, Christmas holiday season. 2 by Friel, by Brian Friel. The Dead, 1904, by James Joyce. And Child's Christmas in Wales by Dylan Thomas. And, of course, we want to bring you our own very good wishes. We've seen, by the way, the 2 by Friel. And it is amazing because you just get absorbed in this amazing talent of Friel. And how he was able to, take two from, as you've said, the young and the older, and just weave those. Well, you did the weaving, Charlotte and Kieran, but well worth. It's really, really well worth seeing. It's a nice, cozy evening. I want to wish you both of you good luck. And they are, what we do need to point out, particularly on The Dead, at the American Irish Historical Society, that is running, through January 13th because it is extremely popular and you've had to add on, additional shows as it gains popularity.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay. No, it is. There are still seats and some nights available for it, but I know that they're going. So anybody who's thinking of going should not wait around too long. I say it's a book. It's a very special evening, though, and I think. A lot of people before the Christmas feel that it's a great kickoff to the Christmas, and afterwards it's a sort of a final farewell to the holidays.
Yeah.
A lovely farewell. Boy, I sneak in every time I can for the music and the food. The food, Adrian, is wonderful.
Tell me about it. Yes, the food and the drink. Oh, my God.
Yes,
no,
and
it's
the
really
drink.
Nice. Yeah, it gives you a very, very good idea indeed about the time period and about the aristocracy and about, a period where the rich, the famous, the aristocracy obviously had a better lifestyle than most. But he's captured it. Joyce definitely captured this one. Thanks to both of you for joining us, and I'm sure we will catch up with you between now and through the Christmas holiday season. Friends, my guests, Charlotte Moore and Kieran O'Reilly, co-founders of the Irish Repertory Theatre, and they've gotten the hang of this now. They've been doing it for 30-plus years. Okay. Thanks to both of you. And,
always a pleasure, Adrian.
Okay.
Thank you, Adrian.
The Irish, bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, there's the Irish Repertory Theatre. It's located at 132 West 22nd Street, New York, a smack down in the Chelsea area of New York. Most times, particularly for the evening performances, there's plenty of parking, and it's really well worth taking in an event. A lot of friends and relatives come into our area for Christmas season or whatever. This is a great add-on. The Irish Repertory Theatre, irishrep.org, and the telephone number 212-727-2737. Kieran mentioned the great song, The Lass of Ochram. And so we dug it up here and we let Frank Patterson have a go at it. The Flannelly Show live from New York, IrishRadio.com, worldwide. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA, the Flannelly Show live from New York. All our interviews are and have been archived. So if there's anyone in particular, if you'd like to browse through any of our interviews through the decades, just log on to IrishRadio.com. A message before we head over to Ireland.